What's up and welcome to the Invincibly Broken Podcast, a weekly talk show hosted by your boys, Orlando and Julian, talking about today's society, their family lives, and anything they damn well please. So sit back, relax, turn up the volume, and enjoy the show. What's up and welcome to another episode of the Invincibly Broken Podcast. I am your host, Orlando, and with me is the one, the only, the utmost epic human being on the face of the earth, and 1 year older, Julian. Julian, say hello.
Hello.
Man of many words, Julian.
Always Julian, try to do my best. I always try to get to the point.
Yeah, real quick and easy. Like your life.
Just like my high school years.
So you had a birthday?
I did.
Two days ago?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. How's it feel? Did you wake up? Did you feel, rejuvenated with life, that you're gonna take on the world, that your midlife is gonna be amazing?
No, actually, but it feels good. I mean, for the listeners out there, I recently reached level 41 on this game of life. And this morning, I unlocked my new ability, which was I sneezed and farted at the same time. So I'm like, old man badge. All right, wow. Here we go.
So new superpowers. That's always fun to get for your birthday.
I may even have peed a little bit there.
That's good. Did you have a good day though? Ultimately,
it was good. It was very enjoyable. Yeah. It was
good birthday, man. I'm creeping up on that 40 this summer, man. Holding on to them 30s and this hairline like it's the last thing that I have on me. I'm trying, man. I really am focused on prolonging. I want to be timeless. I'm not trying to live forever, but I'm trying to be timeless. Like I want to live better. I don't want to be like those old guys, man. Like I don't know. Like I see, come on. I know you see dads out there and you're like, what the fuck happened to him? And they're like younger than you.
Oh my God. Yeah.
They're like dressed in like shorts with t-shirts with holes in them and boat shoes. And you're like, no, that's never going to be me. I can't do it.
Make an effort, man. Make an effort.
I'm trying to be like this age's like Harrison Ford or like Sean Connery. I'm trying to be at that level, that distinguished level, like, still looking good at like 89. Sean Connery before he died, that dude was still macking and gaming on chicks.
Oh yeah.
I would do his accent, but I don't want to disrespect that man because I can't even do it. But he could say three words.
Well, of course not, Hennepenny.
That was
so tell me about this land of Scotland, for I know nothing of it being from Spain. Remember Highlander?
You should stick to podcasting, Julian, because imitations are not you. He rolled over in his grave right now.
He's right,
So, bro, we have another episode of the podcast. We're doing things a little different. We're doing video now. So for you guys out there who are watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit the like and the subscribe button. And if you're ever so kind, tap that alert button. I think it's here. Or there, or somewhere. Hit the alert button. It helps with the algorithm so much. And if you're following along with us on your favorite podcasting app, hey, real quick, takes 2 seconds. Hit the like button on the podcasting app, whether it's a heart, a thumbs up. Hit the subscribe button. That way you stay up to date with all the new episodes. But for today's episode, Julian, I kind of wanted to talk about the holidays. And talk a little bit about Christmas. Christmas is next week. So by the time you guys are listening to us, it'll be Monday. So everybody will be preparing for the holidays or if some of you might not be having the holidays, wrapping up some last minute Christmas shopping. And I was sitting around and I was thinking, because Julian reached out to me in the beginning of the week or last week, and was like, what are we going to talk about in the next show? And, you know, we've been working real hard to get different type of content, but, you know, it's stuff's coming down the pipe, you know? So we're like, well, you know, I want to do something about the holiday, but I didn't want to do like a cheesy Christmas spectacular where Julian wears his jingle bell thong and does this little dance. It's really cute. You guys got to see it someday, but maybe we'll throw it on IG Live. But, you know, we wanted to maybe talk about something that, you know, is close to home. Maybe share a little bit of stories with us. I know this Christmas might be difficult for a lot of people because COVID-19, you know, Rona is visiting everybody's houses and you know, the government's telling everybody to stay away and keep things small. And I know for Julian and I, you know, firsthand, you know, we come from families where, you know, being Hispanic, Christmas is a big deal for us. It's a huge party. You invite everybody over for Christmas. So, you know, but I know from my personal experience, I've had great Christmases. I've had some really lonely Christmases. And, you know, figure we talk about it a little bit, you know, maybe talk about some of those Christmases that we didn't spend with our families and spend with others and how that compared. So what do you think about that, Jay? You
love it? Yeah, oh boy, do I have stories.
So I don't think, so I know Julian, obviously I know, but I know everybody else knows also that you served our country, and you were in the army, and I could only imagine that you've missed a few Christmases because of that.
I mean, to be quite honest, my situation was a little different. I never actually got to miss Christmas in the, you know, I've always said, you know, I was never deployed. I never went to like a combat zone. So mm-hmm. I definitely didn't have to. I never had to deal with that. But what I have had to deal with is, you know, the experience of not being home for Christmas with, you know, with my family. Like you said, we're Hispanic, you know, it's everybody. And then, you know, you're like, who the heck is this guy? And I'm like, oh, that's your tío Ricardo. I'm like, never met him, but I guess, hey, welcome.
So maybe we should talk about that first before we go into missing Christmases. So what was your Christmas like growing up? Like, you know, like a trip, because I know you're South American, you're Colombian. I'm Puerto Rican for those listeners who don't know. What was Christmas? Let's explain the whole Christmas setup, the whole thing from start to finish.
Well, I mean, wow. Christmas was just one ginormous party. So one of the biggest things that I've noticed about here in the States is that, you know, the opening of the presents mm-hmm. was always on the 25th, which mm-hmm. obviously that's Christmas. But like everybody goes to bed, and then sometime during the 25th, everybody comes down and opens. So me growing up, at midnight, we started opening up Christmas presents.
Yes, us too.
And like when I got to, I mean, you know, my family always kept that tradition going. But
it was,
then, you know,
but it was like, it was, so for you, I'm assuming it was like me, like Christmas Eve was, Christmas Eve is very big for Hispanics. It's like, yes, that's the party, right? So midnight, you opened up the gifts from like everybody, like your family, your titis, your tios, aunts and uncles, your cousins, everybody's grandma and all stuff like that. You open all those gifts. And then Christmas Day was reserved for Santa's gifts. Is that how you did it too? Or you guys just opened them all?
No, we just went.
Okay. That's cool. But so for
we
us,
we opened everything up and we started playing with our new toys, okay, and all that stuff. And then, so you know, us,
it was Christmas Day. I mean, well, as we were little kids. So like, while I still believed in Santa. So Christmas Day was Santa's gifts. And then Christmas Eve was all the family's gifts. But right, go ahead.
But for us, for in Colombia, especially for the Catholics, mm-hmm. our it's almost like Hanukkah. It starts off on the 16th of December, my birthday, actually. Okay. So there's a series of, they're called novenas, which is okay, some prayers, which it's all the same thing. And it's basically documenting from the time that, you know, Joseph and Mary left and they were doing their journey to Bethlehem to give birth to Christ. And then the three kings came, all that stuff. So they have, you know, we do that. But those from the 16th through the 24th, that's also a big gathering. So every night we had people at the house doing the little novenas. They had music. Everybody sang the little carols.
So you celebrated Three Kings?
No, I did not celebrate Three Kings.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Because for us, it's like Christmas. So we celebrated Three Kings. Oh, man, it was weird. We had like this. We had Santa, which was, for us was Papa Noel. We also had El Niño Jesús. Baby Jesus gave us presents. And then Three Kings also gave us presents. But that was all like in one day.
Yeah, we didn't. My mom and my dad grew up celebrating Three Kings, but they never brought that tradition for us. I don't know. I don't know why, but they never really.
And never actually celebrated Three Kings or had something with the Three Kings until I actually lived in Puerto Rico and I came into a Puerto Rican family.
So does your wife celebrate? Yeah. Does she Three Kings?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Cool. All right. So, what did you? I'm curious. So, for in Colombian South American tradition, what was Christmas Eve dinner? Or Christmas? Well, that's Christmas Eve. What's Christmas?
Okay. The celebratory. You know, we had what's called natilla, which is kind of like a custard with like cinnamon. And then we would make like the two staples are called buñuelos, not to be mixed up with the buñuelos that the Mexicans make. But buñuelos were like flour, and then you mix it with like butter, and then you grate white cheese, and you mix that all together, and you deep fry that sucker, and they come up all brown, and you eat them. They're crunchy but cheesy, and
get that drill. Yeah, a little bit right there.
Yeah, it's like
I never heard of that before.
Oh my god. And they're awesome and tasty and full of calories and cholesterol. But
what else did you guys have?
You know, the normal Hispanic staples, rice. You know, we would have some sort of a meat product.
You didn't have like a certain meat. You just like would like turkey or ham or whatever.
Actually, you know what? I don't think so. I never came to eat turkey until I came to the United States.
Well, that's usually United States. I know for the holidays, I think, and listeners, you guys can correct me, but I think overseas in like the UK, I think turkey or some type of a roast is popular for Christmas. I know for us, Puerto Rican.
I know there was one Christmas, my mom made like two ginormous things of lasagna. This is really, it's just food.
Yeah, I got you. So for us, it was pretty much the same thing. Every Christmas, it was rice and pigeon beans, arroz con gandules. Then you had pernil, and pernil is pork shoulder, slow cooked in the oven, and then it gets really crunchy on top.
We have one of those in the refrigerator.
I'm sure you do. I gotta go buy one for Christmas. But so we always have pernil, and then of course the pasteles. Are you like pasteles?
Okay. So Colombians, we don't have pasteles. We have tamales. I've never liked them. I don't like the.
But you don't like. So you don't like pasteles?
No. I love pasteles because pasteles the mix. You know, for the
it's different. It's way different than tamales.
Way different.
Okay.
Tamales.
Pasteles
are good, but Colombian tamales always.
I never had it, but I don't even. I'm not a big fan of Mexican tamales either. I think I've had. I can't remember the other tamales. I've had a few different, and I've never been a big fan. But pasteles is like mashed up plantains for some of you out there, and then inside the middle is seasoned pork, and it's just goodness. It comes spicy or not spicy. It's, you know, I know that over the years I have fed pasteles to my friends who are not Hispanic. Mostly the white people don't really like it. I don't think it's an acquired. I think it tastes amazing. But a lot of people, I have found that maybe it's a texture, because it's like really mushy.
I think it's a texture. So that's one of the things, like with the Colombian tamales, is the texture. I just can't get through it.
The
Colombian that I can remember, one of the things that the Colombian tamales, they were like soggier.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I've never had Colombian tamales. So pasteles and pasteles in Hispanic culture, in Puerto Rican culture, just imagine someone handing you a bag of gold is the equivalent of pasteles. Like, if you say that your abuela's making pasteles, everybody's like, yo, fam, you gonna hook me up? And I get like one or two. Or you always had that little viejita, that little old lady that used to sell the pasteles outside her window of her apartment for a couple of bucks and stuff like that, with a bottle of coquito, which is like Puerto Rican eggnog, but shits on eggnog for sure. But yeah, it was always crazy, because like I my grandmother never did, but my grandmother always, when she made pasteles, I remember her, man. God bless her. So she would make hundreds of pasteles. So like you make them and then you wrap them in wax paper and leaves, and then you tie them up, and like you can make them like months in advance, and you can freeze them and keep them for up to a year in the freezer. But my grandmother would hustle and she would make hundreds of them. And then she always had like a list of people that you know, hey, bendito, this is for so-and-so. This is for blah, blah, blah. This is for Hector down the street. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she always had like these people that she take care of. Like, why don't you bring this to this person? Why don't you bring this to that person? So it was, I always remember her. Dude, and then it's like a project, right? Like, have you seen, like,
it's an assembly line.
It's like a legit like assembly line. Like, I just remember like the kitchen being a war zone, like a
factory. It's a sweatshop.
Pots, you have pots everywhere. You got like mixing bowls. You got people. Someone's peeling plantains while you have like four pots boiling and cooking meat. It's insane. Like, it's like a, and then it all just comes together. And honestly, it's a big tradition for us. It's usually every holiday, if possible, you have pasteles to have with you. I think this might be one of the few holidays that I probably won't have pasteles on Christmas. So it's gonna be tough. But yeah, so it's so that was a staple, right? And of course the pandemic, and my family wasn't a big dessert family, but since we lived in New York, we always got those Italian cookies. I'm gonna put a little asterisk on that because I have more about that later. But we always get those. You know what Italian cookies are?
Yeah, I know.
You know, like it comes in like a package, and like it comes
in
the rainbow, the 7-layer rainbow cookies, the pignoli cookies, crescent cookies, lemon drops, all that stuff. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk more about that. But yeah, so that's cool. So similar in nature.
And actually, one of my biggest Christmases was actually when I got to the United States, and it was in New York. So very similar. Yeah. When I came to the United States, I first went to New York. And so that was my like real first, well, actually, no, that was my first real like American Christmas, I guess.
Okay.
But, you know, we still kept a lot of tradition. As a matter of fact, I was talking to my mom on the phone the other day, and she was like, oh, I'm going to start La Novena. Well, it'd be nice if you guys would start doing that too. And I was like, yeah, mom.
What, she would watch novelas on Christmas Eve?
Novenas, novenas. Novenas. I'm like, yeah, mom, I'm gonna.
I think you said novelas. I'm like, your grandma, novelas. Your mom watching novelas on Christmas. That's funny. I know, hey, some people be watching those Christmas movie marathons and like, you know, the Nutcracker.
My mom does like those.
Okay, yeah. I was about to say. Like those,
where was I? But no, that was my first like real. And nothing really ever changed. The first real, like, big did you not hit record?
You good?
Okay.
Small technical error, but we're good.
Oh yeah, I just say random F bomb in the middle of a conversation. I'm like, oh, that's not good. I'm guessing this video is not going up on YouTube.
It will. We'll keep it.
How am I going to edit that?
Huh? Just keep talking. We're good. It's
all right. Go.
Live and in charge. Go.
Live and in living color. In living color. Anyway, my first real change. So my first real thought, I thought Christmas was the same for everybody. And it wasn't until I moved to Miami that I learned of like the Three Kings Day. Because all our neighbors, Cuban, they celebrate it. And then they also open the Christmas gifts in the morning of the 25th. I'm like, shit, dog, I already opened my shit up, man. Y'all are behind. Y'all are behind. Like, I'm already out there with my new bike, and they're like, oh, when'd you get that new bike? I'm like, figure last night for Christmas. Yes, yes, well, today's yes, Christmas.
Midnight, son. Yeah. 25. So what about your first Christmas away from your family? Do you remember that?
No, I don't. But my first real Christmas away from my family was after I met, because with my first wife, we would go home. We would go to Miami and we would try and spend Christmas with both families.
Got it.
So didn't really miss out on that. The first real time that I missed Christmas was after I married my second wife.
Okay.
And now I'm spending Christmas with her family.
Got it.
Which is white.
Like white Christmas? Like snow or white Christmas? Like
I am dreaming of an... No, I'm like, I'm dreaming of an Anglo Christmas. White.
That's pretty white. You don't get any whiter than Anglo.
Wonderful people, but I'm pretty sure they could trace their family right back to where the white met the bread.
So what was so different? What were some of the things that you found odd?
One of the things that I found odd is that everybody would get together, yes, and then everybody would have dinner. That everything was like on a schedule, and I was like, wow, okay. We're keeping a schedule. But after dinner, everybody kind of broke off into little groups.
Like, to what? Play parties?
Like, you had like the older generation here. You had the younger generation here. But what I'm saying is, like, they broke off. Like, some of us would go outside, and we would just hang out there and talk for hours. And, you know, the older generation that would be around with the grandma, which was the matriarch of that, the whole... And there was watch TV, and I'm like, okay. And none of them drank either, so I was kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, damn. Exactly. And then, but they did have one tradition that I really liked, that I really enjoyed a lot, though. Okay, so leading up to Christmas, they went to the exact same place every year, where they had like a hayride and all that, one of those places that you could go pick up your own Christmas tree, mm-hmm. cut it down. And then they had like little fire pits where you could get marshmallows and hot dogs. And like, it was a whole day event. That was nice. I really enjoyed those. That was actually really nice. But the actual holiday itself,
it was a little bit,
the good thing was like, and it was like a potluck. So white. It was like a potluck.
I don't like potluck.
Everybody brought their own dish, and then I brought one dish that I actually picked up from my first wife's, like her best friend, and I make that dish here. Everybody loves it, and then every year.
What's the dish, Julian?
It's like a potato casserole. Would you like me to tell you what it is,
let the listeners know?
Okay, so what I do is I take, everybody write it down. Hold on, I'll wait. All right, cool. So you take a can of cream of chicken and a can of cream of mushroom. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you take, if you're feeling like I want to make this from scratch, you take the potatoes, or if not, I usually buy the little julienne potatoes, the ones, the little squares. Gotcha. That come the ones that come with, like, sometimes they come with like green peppers and onions already mixed into it.
Gotcha. Breakfast potatoes.
Yeah, breakfast potatoes. So I put that in there. I put in the cream of chicken, the cream of mushroom. I mix some ricotta and some sour cream.
Wow, you said ricotta like you Italian, son. Attaboy, I'm proud of you. Go ahead.
Okay.
As an honorary member of an Italian family, that was good.
Oh, okay.
I'm proud of you, son. I'm proud of you.
Mortacci tuo. But anyway. And then you mix all that together with shredded cheese. Obviously, got to have cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the top of that, you top it off with more cheese and breadcrumbs. I like the Italian breadcrumbs myself. And you bake that. I mean, you bake that and it sounds
good as fuck.
It's
something just growled.
It's good.
You had me a can of mushrooms, like a cream of mushroom.
Cream of mushroom.
Like, all right, I'll try it. Fuck it.
It's phenomenal. I've been carrying this now for like three marriages. It's awesome.
Got an extra marriage in there somewhere?
I know, the first one, the second one, and then the current one.
But you said four.
I've said four. I meant to say three.
Mm.
My bad. Actually, I brought that to a whole family of Puerto Ricans on the island, and that was the first thing that went.
Yeah, like, no, Puerto Ricans are mad low-key like white food. They do, bro. They do. They talk mad shit about the food, but they eat it. They're like, oh, that's like my mom. My mom's like, this has no flavor. Well, she's like, I don't know, this has sazon, this would be really good. And then plate's gone.
I took my wife to Bojangles the other day. She's like, I don't know if I like this chicken. It's kind of the same thing. And I'm like,
Bro, first off, you are not American if you don't like Bojangles. Bojangles is fire. They closed them all down here in Florida.
They got them all up here.
Them biscuits are... Oh, makes you just want to like rub yourself. Damn. Anyway, so for me, I think my first Christmas away... So when I was younger, I had moved to Florida and I would go back home for the holidays. But once I got a job, I had started working in retail. And, you know, they blocked that out. You can't go anywhere. So my...
Friday on.
Yeah, so I really don't remember how old I was. I want to say like 19 or 20 years old. I was my first Christmas away from my family. And to be honest with you, my mom, you know, because, you know, as all Hispanic moms, they worry about their babies. And they're like, well, what are you going to do for Christmas? So I lied to her. And I told her that I was going to go hang out at a friend's house and stuff like that. But I actually spent that Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving, that Christmas alone. Like I went and I think I bought Boston Market for my.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, if my mom listens to this episode of the podcast, it's going to break her fucking heart. But yeah, I just felt bad because she was really worried about, you know, who was going to spend it with, if I was going to eat, you know, my grandmother was like, who's going to cook for him in Florida? You know, and then at that point I had a lot of friends, and honestly, I had a lot of people invite me over for the holidays, but like, I knew it wasn't going to be the same, you know, like I had that fear. First off, like I didn't have a girlfriend at the time either. So like, you know, like I didn't have anything to share with anybody. Like I was going to be that guy just watching people open gifts, you know, and it didn't seem right at the time for me to go spend it somewhere else.
Okay, so I'm going to one-up you on that story.
Okay.
I'm going to one-up you on that story. So, my first wife. So, remember what I said? My birthday was yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
My first wife asked me for a divorce on my birthday. And then 9 days later, on Christmas Day...
I know her. I know she's not listening to the podcast. So
no, not that one.
Oh, the other one. I don't know her.
First wife.
Number one. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Starter wife. And then on Christmas Day, she gave me my. She served me with the divorce papers. So like Christmas Eve, I was alone. About to go through a divorce, and I was like, oh my God. And then the next morning, she gives me a beard and mustache trimmer and divorce papers.
Wow. Oh, she actually gave you a beard and mustache trimmer though?
Yeah, she gave me a beard.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Man.
Bitch, I wish a motherfucker, man. Oh.
So you want to talk about a pretty depressing Christmas, bro.
Sweat from aggravation. I'm like, I don't even know what I would have done. I can't even say what I would have done because of statute of limitations. If God forbid I ever have to use it, I don't want him to use this podcast episode against me.
Yeah.
That's messed up, man. I'm sure that was a pretty tough for you to deal with.
It was a shitty Christmas. So
going into the new year like that.
I slept through the new year.
Yeah, I don't really celebrate new year anymore.
I slept right through it. I was not feeling it. I was like, and then March of that new year is when my unit got mobilized because we're going into the surge into Iraq and Afghanistan. I was like,
well, at least you were away from her.
That's true.
So that's the way I would have took it. I don't really remember the first Christmas that I celebrated with another family. I don't know the timeline, but I've been adopted into many Christmas traditions throughout my years. And man, I have seen some really interesting issues. So without incriminating any names or throwing people under the bus. But fuck it. I'm not going to name names, but if they listen, I know a couple of them listen to the podcast, so they're just going to have to deal with it. So I remember one year, it was like a frat party in their family, with their family. Like, don't get me wrong. Like you said, like for us, Christmas Eve is a big party. But when I say party, I'm not talking about people doing like body shots and breaking out whipped cream. I'm talking like, you know, salsa, merengue music, like people dancing all night, barandas, like, you know, singing, dancing, Christmas music, like the whole nine yards. People just talking, having a great time. There's alcohol running around, but one's like white guy wasted, you know, white boy wasted. You know, not like that. You know, the little buzz, like that good, like that buzz where you can still get the rhythm and you're like, oh shit, you feeling it? Not the one that you just like puking in a corner somewhere. But this particular house that this family I stood with, they literally were playing drinking games, playing beer pong with eggnog. Ugh. And then the crazy part, this is the part that really fucked me up. So you'd have, this was on Christmas Eve. They would do this on Christmas Eve, right? And everybody started early. Then when all the little kids went to bed is when they wrapped everybody's gifts. I'm going to repeat that back for the dramatic effect. Because they drank, partied hard as fuck. And then they had kids ranging from like 2 to like 11 in this household. Kids go to bed at like anywhere between 9 and midnight. And then they break out all the gifts and they have a wrapping party.
You want to trust those drunk adults with scissors at that point?
I never understood that saying, watching a train wreck happen, until that night where they're no one's having fun anymore. Everybody's cursing everybody out. They're calling each other names. They're trying to rap. People are passing out, bro. I remember they were like, oh, here, you rap this. I'm like, I'm going to bed because these kids are going to wake me up. And bro, when I woke up in the morning, all the gifts are wrapped, bro. But son, they took black garbage bags and duct tape. And they were just one. Somebody wrapped something in the tape in the placemats for the table. This was before smartphones, man. I didn't have a camera on me. But I was just like dumbfounded. Like I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what the fuck did I, Twilight Zone type shit did I get myself into? But that's one that that I remember very, very, very well. Oh my God.
Wow. Well, I mean, like with my first Christmas with my ex-wife's family, like I said, very nice people. They treated me very nice. But at the beginning, I was like, whew. And then my brother-in-law-to-be is also Puerto Rican.
Okay.
So I was like, I grabbed onto him and I said, don't leave my sight. He's like, no, man. I'm like, don't leave my sight.
Stay here. Stay right here.
Right here.
I will tell you, though, in my time experiencing different Christmases at different homes, I never had a bad meal. Never had a bad meal. I don't know about you. Like, no, there's been a couple of dishes where I'm like, that was made with ass and ass tray. Like, I don't know what the fuck is in there. And then, you know, it's always that one dish that everyone talks shit about. Oh, that's my Aunt Sally's potato salad. You got to have some of this potato salad. And you look at it and it has raisins in it. And you're like, fuck that noise. Yes, black people, Hispanics are with you. Raisins do not belong in potato salad. Ever.
Never, ever.
But yeah, it was always that one dish. Like, I remember one time I had a French bean casserole.
My wife loves that.
I told you Puerto Ricans be getting down on white people's Christmas foods, bro. They pick the weirdest things and they're like, this is
good. The green bean casserole with the French fried onions. Yeah.
Really? She likes that?
Yeah, she likes that.
Really?
Yeah, because one of the white ladies from her last job made it and she's like, oh my God, this is so good. I was like,
I know.
But then you shit all over Cracker Barrel.
I don't like it. Green bean casserole, not French bean. Green bean casserole. Yeah. I don't mess with that noise. I'm trying to think of what's something else I eat in. Oh, what's
that? Now the one thing that I do. Okay, so one of the things that I don't like at all, and I've given it a try, is olives. Any kind, the green really? Olives, black olives. I don't like them.
Do you eat it? Does your wife make it in rice and stuff?
So she does it when she's doing like the sazon or when she's stunning. But when I make I know that she's putting in it, I don't mind. Like the olive juice, like from all that, I don't mind. I just don't like the taste of the actual olive. But me, you know, I see it, I pick it out of the side and I eat everything else. No big deal. The pastel has got me because sometimes I'm eating the pastel.
Oh, you get that bomb. You get that one bomb in there?
I get the one olive. I'm like, oh.
Oh, dude, Christina makes these. Damn, you know what? That's a great idea. I'm gonna have her make them for this Christmas. They're fucking delicious. Like a little appetizer. You take the olives and then you wrap them in this like cheese dough. They're fire, bro.
Wait, no. Did you say like cheese dough, like dough, like cookie dough, or are you saying though kind of ghettoish?
No, not though. Dough, like, okay. like pizza dough. Okay. Not dough. Like cheese, like a cheddar cheese and a dough mixture, and then you wrap it, and then you freeze them, and then you throw them in the oven. So good, so good.
Enjoy.
I love olives. I could eat olives out of a bottle.
Oh, so you're like one of those fancy tamponade.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
but I mean, olives and cheese with a glass of wine. I get down with that. I'm classy. I'm classy, bro.
I know you're
classy. I know
you're classy.
I used to
make fun of you for it, but now I'm jealous.
I've always trying to keep on my A game, son.
I know.
Always trying to make an impression. It's my mom's fault. This is the way she raised me. You know what? Something else I can't get down with that I saw a lot at Christmas. And I've never tried it. I won't try it. And I don't know what the fuck it is. So I don't know if you know what it is. If not, one of our listeners could hook us up. What's with that Jell-O with the stuff in it? Like, it looks like, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. You know what
I'm saying? Like, it's, so I'm going to give a visual description because like I don't.
With the fruit, sometimes some people put fruit and.
Like cream in there, like blocks of cream. And then you see like a cherry or something. There's like shit inside the Jell-O. What is that? If I were to Google it, I would be like Jell-O with shit in it because I don't know what it would be called. I don't know what it would be called. Like, what is that?
Isn't that called Ambrosia?
Isn't that your aunt's name? Or the Nutty Professor's aunt?
No. Not my, I think that's called ambrosia. You want to Google that real quick?
Ambrosia. Jello. Oh, it says jello salad? What the? That's like fish tacos. Like, who the fuck? Yes! This is what it is. Yes. Yes.
Ambrosia.
Nasty. Yeah. What the? Why? It's like cubes of marshmallow. And I'm going to read the, oh, hold on. So
actually, no, hold on a second. Since we are.
So I'm going to read the ingredients. So it's Cool Whip, sour cream, pineapple tidbits, mandarin oranges, sweet shredded coconut, colorful mini marshmallows, and red Maraschino cherries. It looks like literally the puke of people. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Make that big. So for those who are listening to the podcast, we got a little screenshot of it. It looks literally like someone barfed Lucky Charms and a fruit salad. That's exactly what it looks like. And I know you know what I'm talking about, Julian, because you worked in a nightclub with me. That looks like that looks like straight up puke that we had to clean up. That does not look.
That looks like
they serve that shit at Ruby Tuesdays in the salad bar. As a dessert, that's the most unappetizing and then the name ambrosia, that doesn't sound appetizing at all. Like if ambrosia sounds like a rash that you get in between your testicles and your taint, like it's just like it doesn't. It's well, bro, what happened? No, son, I got ambrosia again. Doctor prescribed me a Z-Pack and it's been a week and it's not going away. Like, I don't know what else to do. Maybe I'm gonna put some Celsin Blue on it. I don't know.
If I told you what ambrosia was, you're gonna be like, I still don't see it.
Dude, that's horrible.
All right, let's get rid of that.
Yeah, that is pretty bad. Disgusting.
That is.
But I've seen that at a lot of people's Christmas as dessert. And I remember the first time I'm like, what is that? And they're like, it's Jello. And I'm like, I've eaten a lot of Jello. Like I used to watch the Bill Cosby commercials. I was gonna put it in my Jell-O, you know, like that don't look like Jell-O, like J-E-L-L-O. No. It looks like ambrosia. It looks like the varial disease that it should be. Like it's not an appetizing.
That looks like what when you call the plumber because the garbage disposal's not working. That looks like what comes
yes.
out.
That's exactly what it looks like. It's horrible, man. It's horrible. Anyway, so on with ambrosia. Rest in peace, Auntie Ambrosia. I know there's an aunt out there named Ambrosia. Nutty Professor? Wasn't that like one of the names of Nutty Professor, the character?
I don't know. All I know is that in Greek mythology, Ambrosia was what gave them immortality.
Not this Ambrosia. If they're lactose intolerant, they're fucked. So what about now, right? So let's fast forward a little bit, right? Because we've talked enough shit about
Ambrosia.
What about now? What? So new family, right? What are new family? Rinse, repeat. New family.
I turned in. It's a lease turn in.
What are some of the family traditions that you guys have now? Did you adopt anything new? Have you melded anything? Being you know, your wife is Puerto Rican and you're Colombian. Have you picked up anything from along the way that you try to keep or anything like that?
A drinking habit, maybe? I don't know. But the newest thing for me is the Three Kings after.
Okay.
And I loved, I mean, Puerto Ricans, man. These are my people and I belong amongst them. because they will adopt any reason to drink.
Yep.
And for them, Christmas starts at Thanksgiving and it doesn't end until January. Amen. I don't know what, or Three Kings Day. And
Coquito coming out of your ears.
Man, and that's probably the only one tradition that's kind of different for me now. It's the Three Kings.
Okay.
Everything is now, obviously, with the I adopted the whole going to bed on the 24th, waking up on the 25th. But also the difference is now,
open gifts at all on 24 midnight anymore?
No.
Okay.
No, we do them on the 25th in the morning. But yeah, because usually at night, you know, whatever has not been put under the tree, I gotta like sneak around, going so my daughter thinks it's fucking Santa. She's in the next room, but she doesn't understand.
I'm only speaking English. It's all right. It's not her first language.
It's not exactly. And then, but it's just different for me now because now as an adult, Christmas, I like the gathering. I enjoy the gathering, but and I enjoy the gift giving, but it's more for the kids.
Of course.
Like, you know, when you're a kid and you only got 12 presents, you're like, oh, what the fuck, man? This is what the cheap fuck is this, man? Cheap asses. But now it's like, if I get a mug or whatever,
how bad were you when someone gave you like clothes for Christmas when you were a kid? You got bad tie. You're like, what the? Why'd you give me this sweater, son?
So, one of my aunts actually gave me a New Kids on the Block t-shirt. Yeah, exactly. Pause for effect. I think it was Joey. I think it was Joey. And I'm like,
you would be a Joey fan. You would be.
And what was I going to say?
The right stuff.
Oh, no. And then for me.
Sorry. Go ahead. I don't know the word. I'm good.
No.
I'm over it.
Step by step. Ooh, anyway. So for me growing up, you know, because
we can have lots of fun.
There's so much we can do.
I love these.
No, I don't. Okay.
I don't remember. You got it. And me.
Step four. I could give you more.
Oh wow!
So step five. Don't you know that the
bro, time you done lied to all of our listeners, bro. You had the t-shirt. You had posters on the wall. You had the New Kids on the Block pillow. You know what I'm talking about? The one that was like the body, like the little body pillow. So the only reason why I know is because my cousins.
Right, of course. Yeah. I had no idea about the body pillow.
You had the VHS box set of the cartoon. You remember? They had the cartoon. They did.
Oh my god! Yeah, I did remember. I do remember that. That's around the time that they had Kid and Play and MC Hammer, Man. Yeah. But we've been derailed. Man, what was I talking about? So growing up for me was going back. It was great, Mimi, because, you know, I was a December baby. So it's December 16th, I would get presents. And then Christmas, I would get presents. And as I started to get older, that those two dates just started to kind of meld together. Like, oh, this is Christmas and your birthday. I was like,
damn, they do you dirty like that, bro?
They did me dirty like that growing up, yo.
That's messed up. I wouldn't do that to you. I didn't get you shit for your birthday, but I wouldn't do that to you if I did get you something for your birthday and Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, you'll probably just wait till Christmas. And here you go, bro.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday and Merry Christmas.
Maybe something like that.
But now I'm like, you know, I honestly, like, my wife asked me, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm like, you know,
I've gotten to that point at one point. I this year was probably the first year that I asked for specific things, but like, I'm always the one that everybody hounds. Because I've always been like, if I want something, I get it. Like, I won't wait till the holiday or my birthday to buy it. Like, I don't necessarily buy often. Like, I could tell you right now, every year, I get the new iPhone. Maybe once every 3 to 4 years, new iPad. usually big electronics, but like I have a lot of like the new stuff. So I'm never, so I don't really, if you could buy me clothes, I dress pretty, I dress nice, but I dress pretty simple. Like I don't like a lot of branded stuff. So most of my shirts are plain t-shirts or plain sweatshirts, you know, little logos or something. Like I have a specific.
Sponsored by plain white.
Yeah. Sponsored by Fresh Clean Tees. But yeah, so, but for me, technically, I'm an ambassador for, well, not an ambassador. I'm in their something program. Clean Fresh Tees, guys. The banner's on our website. Take a look. Get 10% off. Best t-shirts you live alone. But this sweatshirt's really nice too. This is from Sporty. Anyway, but
this is from Walmart.
Walmart, hey man, Walmart be getting some good stuff sometimes. But one of the things that for me that I love the most. So first off, in my personal opinion, don't at me, don't everybody get upset, but I think the two best holiday tradition as far as cultures are concerned, number one, Puerto Rican. Number two, Italian. As far as like food and stuff like that, and I got the best of both worlds because Christina is Italian with a capital I. So it worked out really good because I didn't marry another Hispanic. So the holidays were perfect. So her big day is Christmas Day. Our big day is Christmas Eve. So we celebrate Christmas Eve in our family. We do the party. We still do the dancing and the music. I get the arroz con gandules. I get the penin. I get the pateles. I get the whole nine yards. But then Christmas Day, we do the traditional like Italian, the pastas, the antipas, the she doesn't do the seven fish thing because she doesn't like seafood, but like the different pastas, ham, the like all the appetizers, because you know Puerto Ricans will do, we don't, Hispanics will really do appetizers, and usually when we do it's something fried that's not good for you, and then all the Italian Christmas cookies, which I love, the seven layer cookie, which people call them the rainbow cookies, the pignoli cookies, the rainbow crescent cookies. A little spritz cookies with the jelly in the middle, the raspberry filling, and the sprinkles on top. You look like you got a little something on your face there, Julia. But and that's like that when Christina makes those cookies, it's like how my grandmother made the pasteles. Like it looks like an assembly line in the kitchen. Like she has everything all put out. She's like sweating, hair in a bun, apron, flowers flying all over the place, and then she makes them all pretty and she gives them out for like gifts and stuff like that. And then I just sit there eating the scraps, like whatever falls. I'm like, ooh, I'll take that. Ooh, I'll take that. Ooh, and then I'm a diabetic for about 35 days because I'm on a sugar overload. But it's been really good because it almost meshes well because like my family loves like those Italian traditions and like her family likes those Hispanic traditions. So it's went really good together. So it's like perfect. So I could still like with my kids, we could still do, you know, Christmas gifts at midnight and explain to them these Christmas gifts are from, you know, from Lita, from Dio and Titi and family. And then Christmas morning is where you get Santa's gifts and stuff like that. So it's worked out pretty good. You know, Christmas morning, we usually have like a big breakfast and stuff like that. And so it's worked out really well. Like I love Christmas. I like big family gatherings and stuff like that. Like I like a lot of people because that's how I grew up. Like literally 30 people in a 700 square foot apartment partying, having a good time. Like I was always with my cousins and stuff like that. I don't like small, intimate Christmases. I think it should be something that you celebrate with family.
So fast forward to the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, it's tough. So what are your plans for Christmas? What are you doing?
We're gonna be here. Christmas, we're gonna be here.
Family coming? Is just gonna be you guys? It's
my oldest daughter's coming.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, great. Awesome. When was the last time you spent Christmas with her?
Last Christmas.
Okay, cool. All right, good. That should be good. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, Christmas this year will be small, because we're not doing anything crazy for Christmas Eve. It's just going to be like my family, my brother, and his kids, and then my mom. Nothing big.
Wait a minute. You said that it's not going to be crazy, and it involves your brother. That's just two words that don't really mingle in the same sentence.
He's grown. He's mature.
His hair.
He's losing that shit. He's with you on that one. Oh, really? But yeah, it's like receipt. I don't want to talk shit about the guy, but yeah, I think he's on the Hair Club for Men, but or Rogaine or one of those guys. Yeah, he's
some will form a support group.
You should. You could cry on each other's shoulders and talk shit about this amazing hairline. But yeah, so it'll be us.
This is amazing hairline because there's a lot of head. So I mean,
that's landscape right there, son.
Bruh.
The valley of just follicles. But yeah, so it'll be us. Like it won't. We're not going. Traditionally, over the last few years, we either hosted a large Christmas Eve, or we went to like my uncle's house where he had a super traditional like Puerto Rican Christmas and stuff like that.
I did see the one on social media, the matching pajamas one. That was kind of cool.
We do that. Yes, we do that every year. We buy there you go. That's a really good. That's something that we've adopted over the last since we had kids. Right. Since the kids started coming into the picture. So we do matching pajamas. That's fun. I
want to do that. No. I mean, I want
to
do that.
You should, bro. You go to Target.
I'm waiting for Abby to get here so I can.
Yeah. It's fun. We do the matching pajama thing every year. And then I wear Christmas pajamas till probably about like July because we paid for them. So I might as well. I'm walking around the house. I remember one time I went and I picked up, the mail with like gingerbread pajamas, and people are like, it's March. And I'm like, hey man,
hey, listen,
these things were $30.
Hey, listen, I hear, my wife, cause we went to a onesie party,
mm-hmm.
and there were it was a Christmas onesie party. It got cold mm-hmm. here. I'm looking and she's wearing that onesie. One year we all dressed up as minions for Halloween. It got cold. And guess what I put on? That Minion onesie. Because it was...
Minion onesie's got to be cool. That's cool. I got to see a picture of that. You gotta post that on the IG, bro.
I do that. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's going to be interesting for a lot of people this year. I think a lot of people are going to be having smaller Christmas gatherings. And some people might... I know a couple of people who aren't doing anything for Christmas. They're just staying home, whether they're by themselves or with their wives. I have heard some creative stuff. I know a lot of people are doing like FaceTime, like they mailed each other their gifts and they plan to like do like a Zoom call, like a video call around.
That shit wouldn't work with me.
Yeah, you would totally.
I would have totally opened it, wrapped it up again, and that would be.
You would have been on the Zoom call with your new Kids of the Block shirt, and KOTB shirt, with the greatest hits CDs. Like, oh, I loved them again. But you know, I think it's gonna be difficult for a lot of people, and I know that we talk about it a lot, guys. Right? Like, it's been a theme of the podcast for 25 episodes now, and you know, I know it's hard, right? Everybody's been affected by COVID and this shit sucks, and it seems like there's no end to a lot of this madness. But you know, as a species, humans have overcome great adversity over and over again. So you know, take it with stride. You know, whatever it is that you got to do to get through that day, get through it, you know? Try to be creative with your family. Video calls are awesome. Look at we're able to have this conversation with you guys. It feels like we're talking to billions of people every week via video or some type of a live platform. But you know, guys, I mean, just make it as fun as you can. You know, have a Christmas party over Zoom. You know, maybe invite a friend over, or maybe if you know someone else who can't see their family, maybe do a little something. Get some Boston Market. You can never go wrong. Boston Market got some fire chicken, and then the stuffing at Boston Market is amazing.
Stuffing—that's another thing that my wife loves now too.
Oh, bro, everybody. That's that's one of the, that's a great, that's a, fried chicken stuffing is the best thing Americans have. Oh no, the biscuits and gravy. Oh, biscuits and gravy. White people know how to get that. Mm. That sausage gravy.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Mm. I'll gobble that shit up. I'm going to go to Hardee's right after we end this podcast.
I have a Hardee's right down the road too.
Oh, they got good. They got good biscuits and gravy.
I know. Good. I've had their biscuits and gravy.
But anyway, but damn, I'm hungry. Biscuits and gravy. I could go for
Pollo Tropical.
Pollo Tropical, so good. That choppy chop. Mmm. You know, they chop up that chicken so perfectly. Mix it all in. It's heaven. Anyway, but you have any advice for our listeners out there who might be spending Christmas, a little unorthodox Christmas this year?
We got to make it what we can in all reality. I mean, a lot of people, you know, I know there's a lot of people that just normally don't usually get to spend like Christmas with the family on a regular basis. You know, my mother-in-law is one of them. You know, she's a respiratory therapist, so she works her shifts at the hospital. My brother's a police officer. Many times he's working Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know. So there's people out there that, you know, go through this on a regular basis. It's just count our blessings, you know, be happy that we have. You know, it's a shitty situation where we're at, but I mean, it definitely could be a lot worse. I personally, I'm very thankful and grateful that I get to spend Christmas with my family, even if it's just four of us, five of us, including my daughter coming in. Oh, and the two dogs. So, you know, what's that, 4, 6, carry the two, you know, and we get to have these moments, you know.
Make memories, man.
It's make memories. Make memories, you know. Hey, the dog just shit on the Christmas tree. Oh, I'll take a picture. You know, we'll remember that.
I'll tell you, man, I know we do a lot of tongue-in-cheek on this podcast, and I know that we've opened up and we've told you guys some serious moments of our life. But look, man, I over the last 10 years, I've humbled myself quite a bit. And, you know, after being sick and going through cancer, I look at it this way. Every day above ground is a good day. You know, a life. Your life is a beautiful thing. It's a privilege to have. But you write the story of that book. You know. One day alone, it's a holiday. One day alone isn't going to kill you. You know, but you can go out there and you can make a difference. You can volunteer somewhere. You can go to if you are religious, you can go to church. If you are not religious, you can still go to church. You know, there's people there, and you know, there's a lot of different communities out there that'll happily take you and find a Puerto Rican family. They'll take you. They'll spray you down with some Lysol and make you clean your shoes with Pine Sol. But
they'll do it for a case.
Yeah, bro. Just come bring some booze and French bean casserole, green bean casserole. Are you solid, bro? They'll take you. Right, bring some stuffing, bro. That'll be good. But all joking aside, man. Like, you know, I know Christmas is a big holiday for a lot of people, but it's a day, you know. And then after Christmas is going to be another day. And if you want to look at it this way, it's just 7 more days to get the fuck out of 2020.
Mm.
Know what I'm saying? Like, literally, we all got to hang in there just a tad bit longer. There's always...
Did you see the latest meme about 2020?
No.
The one that says, if 2020 was a drink, it'd be a colonoscopy prep. I found that one funny because I've had a colonoscopy too.
That colon prep... the things that were coming out of my ass were like shooting out a 70 PSI. It's not normal. I didn't know that clear liquid could come out of your colon. Like, that was out of this world.
That was prescription grade Drano.
Listen, some of you guys who are under the age of 35 have probably never had a colonoscopy before, guys and girls, but it's a treat. I'll tell you that. Get ready. Anyway, but I think it's a good stopping point for today's episode.
I'm so glad that we ended it up on colonoscopy.
Hey, I was trying to end it off on a serious note for once, but you know, colonoscopies, colonoscopy prep.
And peeing out of our assholes.
That should be the new diet craze for 2021. Because if you want cleansing, there's nothing like your soul comes out of your rectum on that colonoscopy prep. True story. Anyway,
yeah, actually, so I ate something really hot. I told my wife to blow on it, and it whistled down my butthole. just clean me out, right out.
I have all right. Before we go, I have a really funny story about this colonoscopy prep. So did
they get the two bottles? You had to take one and then the other one.
No, mine was huge.
No, bro, they gave me two big. I have to take one, wait 6 hours, take the other one.
So I'll tell the story before we sign off because I think it's funny. So they gave me this huge bottle and you had to mix it, right? And then you had to make it in two separate like quart containers, like 2 liters or 1 liter each. And so they prepped it. And I remember at the time Christina was like, I'm going to go shopping. Are you going to be okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm going to drink. It's like you drink like half and then an hour later you drink the other half. So you drink everything in 4 hours, right? It's like, I think in four parts, 4 hours. Or 2 hours, like a half hour. I don't know. It was like, it's segmented. I remember it was four times.
There's an increment.
In increments, yeah. So I was downstairs and she's like, you sure? She's going shopping with her mom. And I'm like, yeah, no, you're good. Go. She's going to spend the day. I'm like, I'm good. I'll have this. The procedure was the first thing in the morning. I think I had like a cup of tea or something because you can't eat anything with any coloring or whatever before. So I had a plan, right? So I had a bunch of stuff recorded on the DVR. And then I was going to watch. And then after I watched whatever was on the DVR, I was going to play some video games. And after video games, I was going to top it off with rewatching the Aliens trilogy. Right? It's a good setup. So I watched my shows that were DVR'd. I think it was like House or something. I don't remember what show. Well, I'm pretty sure it was probably House. I was a really big House guy. House and 24. I was catching up on House and 24. And then I started playing the video games. I already was about like two drinks in, two whatever the portions they're actually give you. Christina calls in to check in. She's like, hey, baby, what's going on? How's everything going? Are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? She goes, you don't feel anything yet? I'm like, no, I'm just sitting here playing video games. Like, I'm just chilling. She's like, okay, just be careful. Like, remember what the doctor told you? And I guess she had like some people who knew who went through the experience or whatever. And I was like, nah, I'm about to go kill this third one right quick. So I'm sitting there playing this. I'm really into this video game. And I had the cup in my hand. I'm drinking it about like halfway done. Bro, all of a sudden, it got real cold. And then I had this one bead of sweat come down my face. And the natural instinct of my rectum clenching, I could hear it. Like, it sounded like, and like, oh, and I was like, I literally, my eyes, like, I dropped the remote control. I just ran to the bathroom. The things that were coming out of the other end literally was not coming out. They were shooting out. It was like a race to escape my body. Like if I, like someone exercised a demon out of my large intestine. But then my phone started ringing and I could hear it like beeping and blooping. And I couldn't get out of the toilet. Bro, an hour and a half later, I hear the door like opening all like rush, like keys of the door. And I hear, babe, where are you? And I'm like, I'm in the bathroom. And she's like, I've been calling you. I know, I can't leave the fucking bathroom because I can't stop going. My phone, you know how boring it is to stand in the shitter for an hour and a half with no phone? And she's like, oh my God, really? I'm like, I don't know why do they do this to me? They didn't warn me? They didn't tell me nothing? Oh man, it was brutal. It was brutal. So I thought, there you go. I share mine.
When I had mine, I mean, pretty much the exact same thing. I actually shat myself back into an older wardrobe. I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh, this fits.
But anyway, so I think now is definitely a great time to cut this episode of the podcast. But listen,
this show stinks.
For real. We got to run, literally. You know, thank you for all the listeners out there, guys. You know, as always, if you want to keep up with Julian and I, you can check us out on our website where we archive all our episodes, and we have our blogs, www.invisiblybroken.com. You can now check us out on YouTube and our Facebook page by simply searching and looking for the Invincibly Broken podcast. If you want to listen to this the good old-fashioned traditional way, guys, check us out on any major platform for podcasting. We're on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. We're on Amazon Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts. We're on all of them. Every single one. Just search the Invincibly Broken podcast. You'll see Julie and I's cartoon faces as the cover. Make sure that you please, please, please hit the like and subscribe. It helps us out with the algorithm all so much. Get us up on those charts. If you want to interact with us and you have suggestions, or you'd like to be on our show and be a guest on a show and tell your story, hit us up on Instagram. You can follow me. You can follow us on Instagram at Invincibly Broken. Invincibly underscore broken on IG. If you want to follow me personally, you can follow me on IG at Invincibly underscore Orlando.
And you can follow me personally at Invincibly underscore Julian.
Guys, everybody, I hope everybody has a very, very, very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. For you really sensitive folks out there, may your bellies be full, be blessed with your families. I hope everybody has a great time. Until next time, we shall see you next week. Thank you for listening.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Peace. Don't drink colon prep. It's bad for you. To blow out in a can. I can market that. Blow out in a can. I can definitely market that. That's going to be the new diet for 2021. Blowout in a can. You drink that colon prep, 9 pounds water weight one day. Got to fit into that dress? Blow up in a can. Blowout in a can. Need to fit into that old tuxedo? Blowout in a can. I'm telling you, it's the way to go.
It's not flavor because it's going to go right through you anyway.
Yeah. It's going to be great times. Are you recording this?
I am.
Damn. All right. Well, let's go ahead and
broadcast.
And broadcast. Orlando Julian out.